The governor of Sicily has declared a state of emergency because of the large numbers of migrants it is having to deal with. The order will release funds for aid workers helping the now daily arrivals of hundreds of migrants from Africa and Syria. Italian officials say 370 migrants were rescued from three boats in the waters between Libya and Sicily on 15th of October. The migrants were all being transferred to the island of Lampedusa. Italy has a nationwide civil protection service, and the state of emergency means that they will be able to carry out their work of looking after the new arrivals more efficiently. The BBC's David Wiley reports from Rome. Lampedusa is swamped with new arrivals, so the efficient transfer of migrants to temporary accommodation in Sicily, which has better facilities to deal with the migrant emergency, has become essential, our correspondent adds. The latest rescues come after Italy announced increased patrols following the deaths of hundreds of migrants sailing in overcrowded boats. On the 11th of October, at least 33 people died when their boat capsized between Malta and Lampedusa. A week earlier, more than 350 migrants died in another shipwreck off the island, one of the deadliest such incidents in recent years. Italy has previously called for EU help in dealing with the thousands of desperate migrants who wash up on its beaches every year. Many are families fleeing war and poverty in Africa and the Middle East who hope for a better life in Europe. The recent loss of life has led to further calls for EU action. On Monday, Italian Defence Minister Mario Moro said the country intended to triple its presence in the southern Mediterranean. "We need strong action to stop these shipwrecks," he told the Italian newspaper Avenir. The BBC's Kassim Kayara says the Italian authorities have intercepted what they are calling a mothership full of migrants. In addition to Coast Guard and Border Police vessels, the Italian Navy currently has three ships supported by four helicopters patrolling the area. It can also call on two surveillance aircrafts with night vision capabilities. A spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency in Lampedusa told the BBC that Italy was also planning to increase its capacity for receiving migrants from 8,000 to 16,000. Migrants should be transferred to the mainland, to the proper reception system. "It's a huge effort Italy is making. The reception capability will be raised starting from next January," Maurizio Molina said. The Italian Interior Ministry said 35,085 migrants had arrived on Italy's coasts this year, with about 24,000, or 73%, meeting the legal criteria for asylum. Of the migrants, 9,805 were Syrians, 8,843 were Eritreans, 3,140 Somalis, 1,058 Malayans, and 879 Afghans. Roughly 21,000 departed from Libya and 8,000 from Egypt, according to an official from the ministry.